Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, holding it down on this lovely Saturday, October 29, 2011. And I'm right here doing my thing, chilling in the booth, ready to bring you the hottest indie music in the world, so to speak. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, once again. Hit me up, 661-621-7559. Hit me up on my Facebook as well, Amanda Baby G. Don't forget to log on to bangoutradio.com, make you a profile. Lingo, add me, don't forget to add me, and let's network, let's do it. Don't forget as well, don't forget all you indie artists out there that got some bangers for me, hit me up at sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Hit me up, 661-621-7559. It's Saturday. I'm feeling lovely. I'm looking fine. How about you? Give me a call. Let me know what's going on this weekend, what you're getting into. Or yesterday. I had a good night yesterday. I had me a little private party. I'm not hangover. I'm not on a hangover right now, but I'm definitely still feeling myself from last night. So, yes. Yes, yes. Let me know what's going on, what you get into. I know there were some Halloween parties out there in the 661 Lancaster Palmdale area. Call me, let me know how that went, because I missed out, unfortunately. I still had me a good time, but I did miss out. So let me know how that went, if you did go and you parlayed and you took participation in the maze and everything, because I heard it was going to be something, you know, everybody was talking about it. So definitely let me know what's going on with that. And we also have a special guest coming really soon. One Truth is going to be in the building with your girl, Amanda Baby G. So without further ado, let's get into this indie artist right now. And we'll come back with our special guest and topic of the day. It's my girl right here, Nicki Minaj. Sexy.
Woo. Got easy on the track, so I'ma be easy on the track, homie. And I see some ladies tonight that I like, with their jeans fitting tight like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, got their weed fixed nice like. If your mommy saying so, you look great in those little jeans, what's the name of those? Nah, I ain't trying to speak, got the game on hold, but I can tell you things that these lames don't know. He standing looking silly cause he ain't gon' approach ya. I said if you don't ask, then you ain't gon' know, huh? But I don't blame homie cause the look of things, your whole style hit the tone, my you look just me. Gotta pull something vicious, nigga better come with it. If he don't get him crushed, then he gon' catch feelings. Fall back pimpin', I'ma show you how to get it. Just a couple more minutes, you be calling out a digits. And this is something that you probably ain't witnessed, so please take notes like you're about to take quizzes. And she's not alone cause she bringing all her friends. Yo, E, can you handle the feel? 10-10. And I see some ladies tonight that I like, with their jeans fitting tight like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, got their weed fixed nice like. And I see some ladies tonight that I like, with the bling on their ice like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, everything just right like. Ma, you won't regret. If we leave tonight, it'd be a night that but I promise you won't forget. And I ain't lying cause I left it in high school. No strings, only I control my moves. No rings, so I never said I do, which means I can do whatever I choose.
Yeah.
And I choose to try you, so it'll be somebody else if it's not you. So how you, what you drinking by two? Tell the bartender, keep them coming, ma, I got you.
Gotcha.
And it's just how I do. I don't care what you heard, cause the rumor's not true. And you wouldn't believe how they swirl around you. If I listen to the streets, I'd be worried about you. But none of what you hear and only half what you see is actually the real thing. Feel me? And I see some ladies tonight that I like with their jeans fitting tight like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, got their weed fixed nice like. And I see some ladies tonight that I like with the bling on their ice like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, everything just right like. And I see the one tonight, I wanna make her my baby. She got a nigga thinking all crazy, like you can be the one that changed me. I'm just playing, but let me get back up on my Mac and it's lacking for a second. Like action for the camera, just acting, can't help it.
Nah,
cause you deserve my best effort and my best foot forward when I'm doing whatever. Never will you see another better, not even your worst nightmare to bring another terror. I ain't trying to scare you, but tell you the treasure. Whenever you're blessed to be in presence of pleasure. So why should you settle for lesser than the best of what life has to offer you yet, ma? And these names won't get you where I'm going. We'll discuss it over breakfast in the morning. Good morning. And I see some ladies tonight that I like with their jeans fitting tight like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, got their weed fixed nice like. And I see some ladies tonight that I like with the bling on their ice like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, everything just right like. Yeah. They gon' love this. Easy, what up?
Easy, what up?
We got another one, homie.
Another one, homie.
I'm two-stepping.
I'm out.
Boss swag, music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this,
going hammer on you, hoe.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Amanda Baby G. You back. We back. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on BangOutRadio.com. Hit me up at 661-621-7559. Of course, as well, hit me up on Facebook, Amanda Baby G. Let's get into this right now. I got my special guest in the building, One Truth, holding it down with your girl, Amanda Baby G, on this lovely Saturday. So let's go ahead and let's bring them on. One Truth, you in the building.
Yeah, what's going on? How you doing? How's it going?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm just trying to make a dollar look like 10, running around, doing that. You know, that's it.
I heard that. Yeah, definitely.
So what's good? Talk to me, Miss G.
Yes. Let's get into it without further ado, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it started. So go ahead and tell everybody about yourself, your name, you know. A little bit of a bio, go ahead.
Right. Well, when I got to Earth from my galaxy, I discovered the information necessary is to eliminate all the bull that we're dealing with. So the best way to communicate with everyone out there is through music. That's the most mathematical universal language, and, you know, besides the numbers. And, with a couple of good brothers, and, you know, we started pulling things together. Complete Thought Records came to be, and from that it says it all, Complete Thought. And, you know, One Truth was born from that just due to the fact that, you know, that's the only thing we really need to be discussing. You know, all the emotional conversations everyone throws back and forth with each other usually doesn't get anything resolved. So, you know, everyone was like, yo, man, you always speak the truth, man. That's who you are. You're the one truth between all this baloney. So, you know, that's how it came to be, and, you know, had to live by it.
That's what's up. That's when truth was born, right?
yeah, exactly.
That's what's up. Most
deaf. Go ahead.
So I want to say, how long have you been doing music? When did you say, like, you know what, I speak the truth, I speak the real, let's put it in music and let's get it out there. When's the first time you actually put One Truth on the map?
This goes way back, so many years back that it's a situation where I could just say from the beginning, you know.
Okay. Consider yourself a veteran?
Yes, you know.
Okay.
I started, you know, when the game first started, and, you know, my people, my dad, he was a DJ when I was coming up, so there was always techniques laying around and, you know, crates, and so I was digging in those, and, you know, I was pulling together the different sounds to, you know, get the sound I was looking for, and, you know, paid attention to the greats, from the jazz greats to the classicals to, you know, the Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, and
wow,
everything like that. And then, you know, I just started peeping the game, and everybody started sounding the same. You know, you got the originals, you know, the Roots, you know, Mos Def. You know, you got Talib Kweli, you got artists out there that get down and, you know, they are distinct, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the originators like, you know, the West Coast brought, you know, the G-Funk, and they put it down, and they put it down the right way. And, you know, the originators, the East Coast, you know, they brought the whole game to the table. And so from all those combinations of information and transmissions, you know, I gathered my space and, you know, started bringing the sound that I'm trying to deliver. So I've been in it my whole life, you know, to answer your question directly, you know, but it all comes from, you know, a culmination of all the different flavors that are out there. I stuck my finger in it and tasted it, and if I liked it, you know, I got a scoop.
Yeah.
So now I'm giving
now
it to you.
Now you got you a whole plate. You got you
exactly.
I'm
thinking, that's real.
Yeah. I'm thinking that because actually, I could agree with you on that. Like my dad is a DJ, and I've been around music. I have like. You could say I come from a family of DJs. You could say that.
Right.
I got my dad. I got my cousins that are really heavy in the game and everything. And so, I could definitely relate as far as it's still a choice. You know what I'm saying? You still got to choose whether you're gonna be in the music industry or not, regardless if you're surrounded by it or not. You know, it's still a choice. But I feel like it's very family oriented, and it would kind of push me in that direction.
and that's good. I mean, you know, from just listening to you speak, I can tell the effect it had on you because music opens up everything in you. You know, right. Music allows you, you know, it's just like reading. You know, you can go, you want to go to a different place, you know, listen to what someone's thoughts are through their writings. You know, if you want to go to a different place, listen to someone's thoughts, you know, through their music. And from, you know, the way you're talking, you know, you've been influenced by that. And that is what, you know, allows a person to really find who they are and, you know, really be themselves. Because once you got your groove, you know, let's get to definitions. You know, what is a groove? A groove is, you know, an indention on the surface that allows certain things to move, you know, across it or whatever. But the most important thing, you know, if you add it to the slang terminology, you get your groove, you know, you got your groove from your people. You know, what they was listening to gave you the thought process of like, man, that's good. What is that? Then you learn what that was, and then you went out and searched and looked, and you found some other stuff. And you know what? This is hot too. I just bet these cats. Check these cats out. You remember how you do? You know how you do? You hear somebody say, "Oh, I like what they're talking about." You know, listen to their music, how their thought is, and you know, then all of a sudden, you know, as you start to hear everybody else and hear everybody else what they say, you get up and start walking and say, "Let me find me a path. Let me find me a groove to get into." You know, and you can hear people when they speak on it. You know, if they got their groove, and you got your groove, baby G. Is that what the G stands for, baby
Drew? It stands for my last name because, like I said, I was, you know, as far as my dad goes, like, I could say he's kind of my role model at that point, and I'm his little girl. Basically, I'm daddy's little girl, so baby G comes right from that. So, but some say baby girl, but you know, it's whatever at the end of the day, but. You know, actual
like
meaning,
that.
Actually inheritance. I got that from my dad, and it always stuck. Always stuck.
That's
so
baby
it never
girl,
left.
Baby girl.
Yeah. It never left. Yeah. So that's what it is.
I like that. I like that. That makes it even that much more beautiful.
Exactly.
Has, you know, that rooted you know, meaning. So good.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you play that.
Yeah. Exactly. So. And then, you know, I'm not, you know, in the game like that, but I've been told many times I have an old soul. So as far as, you know, vibing with people in the older generation, I can definitely feel that, especially from a musical standpoint. Like, I feel it.
Right. And you know, and that's another part of it. Your elders, you know, you are keeping going what the elders delivered, you know. And, you know, just like one of the tracks that, you know, we're going to discuss today, you know, in the second verse, you know, warning, that's what I'm saying, no unity or family business, that's your mistake. Elders teachings left with them into the grave, you know, and that's what's happening right now. You know, all the teachings and the information that you need is carried in the minds and the bodies of your elders around you. You know, society's done smacked people around and got these kids believing that, you know, oppose the older folk. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you what to do. You know, you can't discipline your kids, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so with all that, you know, I'm trying to smack people upside the head and say, man, dude, look, you bumping into the wall, bumping your head, you tripping up. Every time you make a decision, it's got you caught up in something. And all you have to do is turn around and talk to an older brother or sister or an elder, you know, uncle, aunt, mother, father, anybody you got that's in your vicinity, you go and you speak to them and watch what unfolds in front of you. And what that is the path. You know, what that is, the mathematics to add it up to get to where you're going. But you're sleeping because you think you know it all, just like I did. you know, just like everybody else did. You know, they get older and they feel it themselves. So, you know, I'm trying to get that information. Like, look here, man, you know, this is a whole bunch of a culmination of everybody's experience. And if you can do it without bumping your head, without going through heartache, man, you don't got to go over and burn your hands. They said it was hot.
Right.
It was hot. You don't got to go touch it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not all the time. You know, you got to, you know, there's certain things you got to do yourself. Like, you know, that first date, that first communication with a woman or a man, you know, whatever your interests are, you know, you got to fly yourself. You got to feed yourself. But, you know, a lot of your decisions can go without a lot of ups and downs if you listen to the information around you.
Man, I'm really digging this conversation right now because you sound so knowledgeable and it seems like you have a lot of knowledge, a lot of history, it's very rich right now. I see you very rich right now. I'm appreciating it. Taking the time to talk.
Hey, that's good.
You sound very rich right now. So
I appreciate
the love.
Thank you.
So thank you. And I
want to say as far
as, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's recognized. You know, you caused this conversation. Your energy pulled it out. So it's us.
So I'm grateful. We got to speak knowledge on it. Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel that as far as right now, as far as music in the rap industry, hip-hop industry, I feel like it's lacking that knowledge. It's everybody's
right
on that one-track mind right now, getting money. I understand that. You know, having jewelry, I understand that. All the women, I understand that. But it's just like, where's the knowledge?
Right. And once you get to a certain level, you know, what I'm doing right here, and I have the prime example. We had a big meeting last night. Some new people are coming in on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I put a warning in and said, you know, well, here you go. You know, check this out. What do you think? You know, it's theatrical right now because that's what the album is going to be. It's going to be a journey when you turn it on. It's going to be universal forever music that I'm writing. And, one of the girls said, you know, it sounds good. I'm not really into hip-hop like that, and it sounds pretty good, but I'll tell you, you know, I'm interested in something that has more metaphors and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And I felt it. You know, I understood where she was coming from. But, you know, but it also showed me exactly the other aspect is I'm getting it back to the simple. I'm taking it to where, you know, I'm wordsmithing it. You know, I'm putting the words together in a way that it relates in, you know, a rhythmic sense. But I'm also giving you just the information straight to your scalp. Boom. Blast to your head. Boom. You know, and the reason why I brought it up is because that's what's going on, too. Everybody throws these metaphors out there, and that's the only thing that's slick about it. You know,
right.
You know,
right.
You know, I you could say, you know, it's storming in
prime
here.
Prime example,
you know.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
prime
exactly.
Prime example,
exactly.
Lil Wayne, Drake. Yeah,
and he's the shiznit. There's no hatred in me, nothing but love. And that brother gets down. The only thing I dislike are the ignorance, you know, that people, you know, they're not respecting self-esteem. We ain't gonna get that deep on it. What it boils down to is every time you step outside your door. One of my teachers taught me that. One of my professors taught me that. Said every time you step out the door, brother, you are a representative of every other black man. You're an ambassador, and the way you carry yourself is the way that they're gonna see all your other brothers and sisters. And I was, man, boom, hit me in the chest. I left that class that day and was like, yo, man, that's the truth right there.
Right.
You know, how do you feel when somebody's doing something stupid and you're sitting there witnessing it and it's a person from your race, regardless of what color you are? You feel stupid, don't you? You go, oh, man, damn, you're embarrassing us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and that goes to right there, you know. I mean, it's not really passing judgment, but as far as, you know, cops go where they see a black man walking, they see Hispanic walking, you know, in gang attire or saggy pants or whatever. You know, may not be gang affiliated, but still dress how they dress and walk the walk, but they may not be, you know, gang affiliated.
Right.
But still, you know, they're still going to get pulled over. They're still going to, be messed with regardless.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, and that just segues right into what We the People are about. You know, We the People is a song that came about because we talk to these kids, and like you said, kids are getting, stereotyped, and you ain't paying attention to what's on their mind. And, you know, and like the lyrics to We the People goes, you know, we the people, black, white, Asian, or Hispanic. When you see your babies, don't panic. Granted. So they look a little different. The thoughts on their mind is what you're missing. Sit and listen. Gravitate to their existence. Relationship with your child, what you're getting. Sit and listen. Relationship with your child, what you're getting. We the people. So that's where that came from, what you just said.
Man.
You know, it came from the aspect of, yo, man, check this out. You know, there's a lot of brilliant people walking around here. These kids, if you shut up and, you know, let them ask you for the knowledge, and that's what I'm telling the kids, go for and get it. But at the same time, we need to slow down and listen to them. We need to go to them and say, hey, so what's really going on today? That's what dinner time is about. Everybody sitting at the table, everybody talking about their day, you understanding what your kids are talking about. You can't just give up orders. You got to walk what you preach. And then you also have to hear what's going on so that you can get the right information for the situation.
Man.
Smell
so
me.
That. So
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with it. Yeah, that's what's happening. Everyone needs to slow down a little bit, and we got to get back to basics.
Man.
You know? And I'm going to bring you some basic information before leaving early. that's the Bible. People don't even know that. B-I-B-L-E stands for basic information before leaving Earth. And every time I say it, I crack up because that basic information is a universal thought. And we caught up in what religion you are instead of what God is, which is love. So we ain't going to talk too much more about that unless you want to, because that's just a whole other branch of the tree. You know what I'm saying? So
right. I'll have another hour for that one.
Exactly.
Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into some of your tracks right now and let everybody know what you're about. Because obviously, you know, as far as just speaking with you, you know, you about something, and you about the truth right now. So let's get into it. Let's get into We the People right now. And let's let everybody know what you're about as far as We the People on this track right here. As far before we get into the track, actually, who are your major influences as besides, you know, getting the message out, being real? Who would you say as far as other artists that are in the game that influenced you to be who you are?
Who influenced me? All the OGs, all the originals, you know, from my man who's still kicking it, LL. You know, I got to give him props because he did business right. And all the leaders, you know, from Russell Simmons to Percy Miller, you know, to Dre and Ice Cube to, you know, Will Smith to, you know, all the brothers who took the game and turned it in and parlayed it into other business. You know what I'm saying? Ice-T, superstar brother. You know what I'm saying? Pimp. You know, people who get down, Snoop. And as I said earlier, you know, Talib Kweli, Mos Def, you know, all those brothers, Pharaoh Monk, you know, to Whoop. You know, you got to always listen to the Wu-Tang because they are a group of brothers who came together and shook up the world. You know, and,
right.
and everything East Coast, I'm not even going to try to differentiate. I'm going to just holler at you and say, East Coast, baby. You know, but then again, you know, West Coast. Is everything that's G-Funk. And then I like all styles. If you come in with yours, regardless if you cussing and talking about vagina, you know, if you're talking about golden bling, you know, do you have any other substance to it? You know, because, I mean, those are the realities of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with party time, have a drink, smoke a J, you know, hang out with the ladies, you know, and kick it and have a good time. Let's celebrate life.
Right.
So, what else are you talking about? You know, so I'm not going to front like, man, there's some stupid shit, man. I ain't even with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo. You know, old brothers, especially the young fellas, you know, they talking about exactly what young fellas going to talk about. So some booty, some money, you know, and some material items.
Yeah.
You know, and I say it would be in that order because the animal part is the first thing always. And that's, for me anyway, being a man, I love women. So, you know, the first thing about your primal is, you know, your mate. And then you talk about how you can feed your mate, and then you want to give some lavish things to your mate. So... You know, that's what it's about. But then after that, you know, you get into what hip-hop was first about, which was reporting the streets. You know, this is what's going on in the streets. This is what's happening. You know, and so, you know, to segue into We the People, that's what it's talking about. You know, I'll reach back to the old school to bring you some new school and some other thoughts. And then an associate of mine and I, you know, we sat down and grabbed a few different people, and brought you this acoustic flavor, you know, that you ain't hearing out there. So, you know, it's going to get deep down in your soul with it.
Yeah, definitely. So let's get into it. Have everybody soak it up, soak it in. Hopefully,
we leave
somebody with some new perspectives on music and in the music industry. Because I definitely feel like you are speaking the truth and you have something to say and it should be heard. So let's get into it. This is One Truth, We the People, right here on Bang Out, Sexy Saturdays. Amanda Baby G, One Truth in the building. Let's get it.
The thoughts on their mind is what you're missing. Sit and listen, gravitate to their existence. Relationship with your child, what you're getting. Sit and listen. Relationship with your child, what you're getting.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. In these days and times, you gotta walk what you preach. Listen twice as much as you speak. Teach each and every child got a gift they can give. Stop with the killing, let's live. You a real soldier, thug, protect the weak and the meek. If you're so bad and so tough, don't have to follow the crowd. Real leaders stand alone with the moves, show you what they about. If you gotta stand and fight, then knuckle up and handle. So don't get it started, cause you're standing with the crowd. The only real gangs are the ones that you respect, not the ones that beat your ass. You can never get out. You best think it through. It ain't your mama, you the fool. Now your bus is on a prayer, then ride.
and he quit singing about love. I'm telling you something. He had a song, as soon as you hear him, your ass just lit up.
The basics and only saying this once. If you playing the drum and making your fun, keep the love rolling, cause we never faking the funk. You spanking the butt, spray pimping, yeah, that's all good. Just remember that you kick it in a small hood. I wish y'all would try to diss the area code. 66805, yeah, steady your home. That's what's cracking, hood. That's what's cracking, hood. Stop crazy right here, come on, grab the blunt. I ain't tripping on the nonsense. I'm just mixing up the content. Epsilon KC chamber, love. Get the bomb, break trees, blaze the blood. Call it a process, like first hitting counters. B-side, say my words and I'm out.
I wanna tell you, but you know that it's real, because these people gas you up, saying shit that you feel. So pull the trigger back and let it blow your brains back. Switch to my rhythm, let your soul rewind that. You could be something new to me, but you see something true in me. Now you know that I'm a spaced out candidate. My ladies from Venus, you know that they be handle shit. I'm automatic like a shooter with banana clips. The 66 is spitting that Gobina chick. They look good from the west, thank God bless. I show love, certified, but with progress. I never hate on your approach and how you do it. But next time around, put some love inside your music, yeah.
Hey fellas, this song's for you. The one you whisper in your ear. Tell you things you wanna hear. So just relax and let me take control. Just like this.
I wanna lay it down. Can't wait to hear you.
sweet positions. I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. Show how much love I got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl Amanda Baby G, and we back. It's Bang Out Radio, and it's your girl right here on Sexy Saturdays, on this lovely Saturday, doing my thing. That was my song right there, Let Me Love You, and before that, that was my boy Quota with Love Lost. That was, you know, a good track. I was feeling that. We have One Truth in the building, holding it down with me, spending some knowledge, speaking the truth.
that's what it is. That's
yeah.
What's up. Yeah, that's so a smoothness like that. That was you? The last one was
that
you?
That was me. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it feeling right up in here. Good stuff.
Yeah. I definitely, I keep it true. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of how people see me or regardless of the song, it's just my feeling. It's not who I am. It's my feeling at the time, and I just put it out there. So, I mean, if they look at me differently, then that's on them. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be me regardless.
Hey,
so,
you know
yeah.
what? That's beautiful. That's exactly it right there. You're awake. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So go ahead. I'm back in line.
Okay. We back into it. It's your girl Amanda Baby G, One Truth in the Building. Hit us up 661-621-7559. Definitely hit me up on Facebook. I'm on right now. I'm logged in. Come chat with me. If you want to know any questions, ask any questions to True. If you want to know anything about him, hit us up because we're definitely live right now. Definitely live right now. So definitely hit me up on my chat room right now. Now, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you, Truth, on all these social networks that are out there right now because there's so many.
Facebook, you know, on Facebook they can hit me up. And, you know, like me and hear what's going on. And that's at One Truth Is I on Facebook.com/ One Truth Is I. That's the number one, TRUTHISI. Or you can also follow me on Twitter at One Truth Only, you know. And that's same way, one, the number one, TRUTHONLY. And, you know, you can keep out the sounds and stuff at iTunes and pick them up. You know, go and support the cause because every move I'm making is to benefit those around me. And your support is greatly appreciated. And besides that, you know, we go SoundCloud.com and then check out the singles and stuff that we're putting out, you know, and stuff we have in the works. And, you know, that's SoundCloud.com/1-TRUTH. Again, that's SoundCloud.com/1-TRUTH. And, you know, we drop songs on there that we, you know, we're just testing to see how people are feeling about it, get feedback, you know, and give the people what they want. That's what it is, you know, like Burger King, you know, have it your way. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, I'm feeling
so,
that.
Yeah, so we try to make sure that, you know, we're going to definitely do us. But, you know, people give us feedback and give us thoughts that help us create other music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the benefits of SoundCloud. So, you know, I'm giving them mad, crazy shout-out right now. So that's how they can get a hold of me. Or you can, you know, you can email me at onetruthisi@gmail.com. onetruthisi@gmail.com. And you can get to me directly. You know, drop me a line. Tell me what's going on, you know. Drop me a picture
right.
of your curves, ladies. No, I'm just you know what I'm saying? Let me know how you're feeling about me out there.
The network.
Yeah, network, baby, network. That's
Make
real. That's real.
A pleasure.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. I'm glad you said that because the reality is, you know, the business I do is my pleasure. You know,
man, that's what I say. That's crazy. That's
yeah,
what I say.
Yeah. It has to be. You know, there's no return flights in this, ladies and gentlemen. It's a one-way trip. You better have all the fun you can have, and the more fun you can have without hurting anyone and taking or stealing from anyone, and you know, and keep it honorable. You know, that's where you win. That's where you really get the most out of it. And what I mean by it is life, baby. So have fun, you know. Make your business your pleasure.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
It's great business, baby. Tell them about it.
Yes,
tell them
it
about
is.
It, girl.
It's real. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
it
real
is.
Nice.
It's
I feel very honored chopping up with you because you is a veteran in the game, and you over there speaking the truth. So I know you had to spread the word and you know, spread yourself in a sense.
Right.
I know
exactly.
You,
exactly.
I know you performed a couple of places, I'm sure. So which one is your most memorable performance as far
well,
as?
Actually, my most memorable performances were, you know, not during this whole journey over the last couple of years of putting this album together. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it were performances at different schools, you know. And,
oh, okay.
You know, getting the kid types and then different, you know, outdoor events. I like the festivals. And really, you know, like I was just saying about pleasure, right now, the only one that I would just jumped into my head was the one where we raised about 10 G's that we were able to implement into the or stimulate the ecosystem we were in at the present time and get some people fed and get some people taken care of immediately. And, you know, that was mad love because, you know, there's nothing better than to, you know, teach somebody how to fish, you know, and have the ability to, you know, cup your hands and give somebody, you know, a hand up, you know, push them up so they can grab on to the ledge above their head and pull themselves up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's about no handouts. It's about, hey, man, you know, help your brother out, help your sister out, you know, help somebody out. And the return on that is positive energy. And, you know, when people, you hear everyone talking about it, you know, in today's media and stuff, you know, karma, aura, chi, all that type of stuff. But when you put out, you know, here's the secret. You know, if I could say anything and give everybody, let me condense it real quick. I get long-winded sometimes, but to condense it, here's the secret. Whatever you put out is what you get back. So put out nothing but positive and put out love, and you'll be surprised. Because people think that, you know, the word love is just the word that we use to express positive, honorable, you know, good intentions and good energy that you transmit to others.
Mm-hmm.
And if you realize that whatever you put out, you get back, how stupid you got to be to know that, you know, if you're going to do some stupid shit and throw feces out, you're going to get, it's like my dad said, it's like shitting in the fan. It's all going to blow back on you. So how about you throw everything that's positive into the fan so when it blows back on you, there's some good stuff going back on you.
Right.
You smell me? You know.
Yeah.
That's what's real. You know, put out the positive. So to sum it all up, the best show that I can recall is when we raised money and were able to go and break bread and feed people. You know, a couple of people needed, you know, X amount of dollars to get a bus ticket so they can get home. Boom. It was done. Superstar.
Wow.
But this right here is a situation where, you know, we're putting together, you know, I have people coming in from, you know, the East Coast, from surrounding states on the East Coast, and forming a band so that we can produce and perform our music all live. And I have some live brothers coming in. So the performances that are about to take place, I'd say end of November, December, you know, in the top of the year, are the performances I'm looking forward to because, you know, it's the new album, it's the new flavor, you know, it's the new energy, and I think it's going to smack people in the face with
definitely.
What they weren't expecting.
Yeah, we definitely going to have some chin droppers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. So as far as, you know, being in the game for a while and continuing your success, where do you see yourself in the next few years as far as, you know, are you trying to, you know, be all Hollywood, get a big time, or are you trying to stay where you at, just make a big impact in the game?
In a couple of years, I see myself at the Grammys. Getting a microphone to say something to the whole world. You know what I'm saying? And as far as Hollywood, shit, I'm Hollywood now. Now you
what's
Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
I'm not now as far as, you know, your question is in the specific street thought process that you brought it from. Now, you know, I can't switch up, you know, I have to maintain this come into a better financial situation, then that just will allow me to take care of my flowers, you know, my seeds, and get them better and more secure in their financial future. You know, that's what our whole purpose here. If you pay attention to those who have wealth, you would recognize that, you know, that money that you're looking at right now comes from 100 years ago or more. You know, it was the great-grandfather who put in the work, you know. It was the great grandmother who put in the work. It was once again, is that word today, ladies and gentlemen, the word is elders. You know, going to adult Sesame Street. Today,
yeah.
The word is elders. You know, the secret word is elders. Everybody screaming, shout! Who's listening to the show today? Every time you hear elders, just scream and shout. You're standing next to your girlfriend, smack on the butt and squeeze. But on the real,
yeah.
on the real. the elders laid it out, you know. And so when I learned that, I started applying that, you know. And it's about I'm living for my children. And so I can have fun while I'm doing it, but I need to stack and do everything I need to do so that when they age and get older, you know, they have an easier path. So that's the truth. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Want it on like it lasts.
Man, that's what's up. I'm definitely feeling the positive movements that you're doing right now. We need that in the game. We need something different. Or take it back. We need to bring it back. Kind of lost itself through the years.
Shake it off and dust it off and let's readjust and, you know, pull our pants up and tighten up the belt and let everybody know, okay, this is where we started at. And now let's get it going again. Because there's so much talent out here, you know, the stuff that you're doing. You know, shout out to Topaz, you know. Boss Lady, you know, she's doing it, you know. These women out here who are bang boogieing and getting it done, and we have the capabilities now. We can do it all ourselves. It's not an exclusive club. You know, you can get out here, push your art, push your thoughts, push your ideas, and actually get it out to the world. So that's what everybody needs to be on. But if you just, you know, whatever you're doing, support those who are doing different. You know, if you're not into the music, whatever you're doing, just make sure, you know, the way I look at it is serve others. You help somebody else get to where they're going, that's going to be a credit towards your goal, you know, and that positive energy will help you and assist you in getting to where you're going. So there's another tidbit for you.
I'm feeling that. So this is just your opinion, basically. Where do you see the rap industry, hip-hop industry going forward? As far as, you know, the genre, everybody's on that one-track mind right now, money over everything, you know, cars, jewelry, all that. As of right now, where do you see it going?
You know what? That's why I am here. And that's not arrogant speaking. That is prayer and meditation speaking to everyone. That's what I'm here for, to reshape, but to reintroduce what it's all about. So that, as I was, you know, saying, you know, all the talent that we have out and around here, that's exactly what I was talking about. So I love the fact that that's where you were going. And, you know, get your information out here. Let's get this game back to where it needs to be at. Let's get some originality. Let's get some writers who are, you know, I'm writing an album right now that's about longevity. You know, I want you can take We the People right now and encapsulize it and put it away for 10 years and play it in 10 years, and it's still going to be an understanding. People are still going to feel it. And so that's where I'm writing from. I'm writing from, you know, right now everybody's hot on ice, and that's what it's called. But, you know, everybody's hot on this, and that's what it's called. So let's not really date ourselves, you know. Let's not do something just because it's about what everybody's doing. You know, you can of course you got to throw those out there, the ass shakers, you know, the club bangers, you know. But at the same time, you know, I look at writing an album as like writing a book. What are you going to tell the people? When they pick it back up and someone else listens to it, that's like an audio book. But what are they going to learn from it? What are they going to get from it? And then once you get that whole feeling and that energy going, then start writing your story. Every classic album, think about it. Every joint from, Underground Kings, from, Scarface, you know, which, another person who I love his music, you know, and the Ghetto Boys and everything that they talk about, you know, you can pick those albums up right now and your kids and 10 years from now, those kids, they would be able to get into that and be like, yo, what was up? Even if you picked up N.W.A., they was talking raunchy and all that, and they were the first ones to really get, you know, X-rated with it. But they were also communicating a message, and the only way they knew how to say it was mother, son of a, elf, mother, you know, and give it to you just like they feel. And that's what was so groundbreaking about it. They came and gave you the feelings like, look her, this is what's up, guerrilla tactics, Cypress Hill, You know, they come and give you that Hispanic brother style, you know, where they telling you, look, this is what's up, S.A. You know what I'm saying? And they getting in you, you know. And but every classic album, Biggie, you know, Ready to Die, I don't care who you are, when you put the album in, he wrote his story. That was his book.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to it, and now people, hear me right now, and I'm giving you game right now. I'm telling you how to put it together. Tell us what you about. Don't tell us about what you see.
Hmm.
Who are you? Write your shit out, man. Get your conversation on paper. You know.
I feel right now, shit. As far as indie artists and people trying to get in the game right now, I feel like some are a little uneasy and tend to draw back just to put themselves in the game. You know what I mean? To be themselves. I feel like there's a lot of people right now just going with the hype because they'll make the money, which is true. But I mean.
Yeah.
Not all good money is good money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I feel you. And I like how you said all good money is not good money. I like that because all money does spend. If everybody didn't catch it, I guess that's what you was meaning. That was pimp. But absolutely. You know, is you know all good money ain't good money because you know sometimes you don't even know why you got it. And therefore, like they say, easy come, easy go. You know what I'm saying? When you put your first of all. That's what they mean, you know, when brothers say, hey, he's a hater, this and that, and I can't stand it. But, you know, one of my managers, she keeps telling me, she's like, they serve a purpose, too, to let the ones who are about their game, you know, show the difference between them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I still own that. And that's what's real. You know, these people who are afraid to show themselves, cool. Don't show yourself. I'll show me, and I'll stand over by myself, and I will get it the way I'm going to get it. And you do you, and that's cool, you know. And it's all right, you know. Everybody's not built like that. It's not meaning that they're weaker or less. It just means that, you know, they're not capable of expressing it. But they can do the funky, what everybody else is doing, you know. They can be the crowd dancer. You know, I'm the brother who wants to jump on the stage and show my moves for a minute. You know, you know the dance circles, you know. You know, the brothers who wanted to really flex on it, they get in the middle of the circle and say, this is me. What's up? Ha, ha, B-boy style. Knock it down. Bam, bam, bam. You know, jump on the ground, a little footwork. Pop back up, and they pose and say, pow, that was me. And everybody who fucked them was like, yo, sick kid, fresh, out of fly. It was love, man. And the other ones just stand in line, and they clap. And they cheer. And they celebrate.
They don't know how to react.
Exactly. They shook. They like, you know, so that's all right. So let them do their thing. But me and you and Topaz and you know, Bianca, shout out to her. And Lou Doobie with his big getting it done, Mr. Make It Happen. You know, all those people out there, you know, let's go get it. Let's go do us. You know, I'm not scared. You know, let's run in here and grab, you know, you say the good money, let's run in here and grab a whole bag, y'all. And, you know, we go do what we gonna do, you know.
Right.
let's go get this paper, man.
Yeah.
Let's go get it. So
I'm definitely feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that. Let's get into this next track right here, Warning. Go ahead and talk a little bit about it once again. I know we touched bases on it, but go ahead and let them know what Warning's all about.
It was a joint because I'm sitting around listening to the kids and my peers, you know, always complaining, always whining, you know, and everybody around them is always telling them, you know, the old sayings tell you all the time, the truth will set you free, you know, don't throw stones with glass armor on, you know, don't throw stones in a glass house. And, you know, all the old sayings that everyone knows. And if you got a great old saying, email it to me, onetruthisi@gmail.com. And I might use it in one of our next tracks that we're working on. But, you know, this song came up just to say, hey, yo, I tried to warn you. I tried to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you over bumping your head against this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to warn you. The closest to you get you first. I tried to warn you. That knife in your back hurt. You know, it's always after. Does somebody hear, you know, the conversation? They go, bam, damn, they told me, dude. Yeah, I tried to warn your ass not to go over there. It was hot.
Right.
It was so smart ass, and you kept on going and wouldn't listen to nothing nobody said. So that's what it's telling you in the opening you know, that opening is something that I wrote that is spoken, you know, to the people. Listen to that very carefully, because that opening says it all. You know, the closest ones to you, you got to keep them close for monitoring. You know, make sure you know what's going on, the art of war. But that's what it's about. It's about just, man, I told you not to do it. How many times you got a girlfriend, a guy friend that you done told not to do it, and they do it anyway, then they sitting back pointing fingers like we did it to them.
Mike, I feel that.
Yeah, there it is.
Hit the nail on the head on that one.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what it is. So, yeah, let that fire for the people. They'll hear it all.
That's what's up. Everybody, you tuned in. It's Bang Out Radio. Your girl, Amanda Baby G, One Truth in the Building. It's Sexy Saturdays. Getting to this knowledge right now in the music game. I'm very honored, and I really appreciate you hanging with me and let everybody know what you're about. And you definitely gained a fan, I must say. I am a fan. So let's get into this track right here. Here's One Truth, Warning, right here on Bang Out.
Life teaches past behavior is future potential. Learn from the mistakes of others or learn from your own. Those that disrupt must be avoided, although kept close for monitoring. Recognize the warning shown you. This is your warning. One Truth.
I tried to warn you, the closest to you get you first. I tried to warn you, that knife in your back hurt. I tried to warn you, ain't never gonna do you wrong. I tried to warn you, now you're just another sad song. I know I told you, go to school, educate yourself. And all I got was rolling eyes and some twisted lips. Now you're pointing fingers like I did it to you. I tried to warn you, you reject the love given to you. Mr. Truth, realize the shit I speak is real. Negotiate unnecessary, it's now the time to kill. Protect them, use parental guidance, no longer will. TV sickness got them trapped, they believe it's fact. Reality TV shows is all in that. Product placement, living life through someone else. Soldier, so respecting no one, including self. Wanting nothing, Annie, up and get you out of jail. I tried to warn you, the closest to you get you first. I tried to warn you, that knife in your back hurt. I tried to warn you, ain't never gonna do you wrong. I tried to warn you, now you're just another sad song. I know I told you, go to school, educate yourself. And all I got was rolling eyes and some twisted lips. Now you're poking, pointing fingers like I did it to you. I tried to warn you, you reject the love given to you. No unity or family business, that's your mistake. Elders' teachings left with them into the grave. I tried to live by the oath I was taught by them. Passing on what they fought for to get us in. You don't respect no loyalty, no surprise to me. Look how you kill and keep one another out in the streets. To disregard another's life like the Gestapo. Genocide is why I try to make it powerful. I tried to warn you, the closest to you get you first. I tried to warn you, that knife in your back hurt. I tried to warn you, ain't never gonna do you wrong. I tried to warn you, now you're just another sad song. I know I told you, go to school, educate yourself. And all I got was rolling eyes and some twisted lips. Now you're poking, pointing fingers like I did it to you. I tried to warn you, you reject the love given to you. I tried to warn you, the closest to you get you first. I tried to warn you, that knife in your back hurt. I tried to warn you, ain't never gonna do you wrong. I tried to warn you, now you're just another sad song. I know I told you, go to school, educate yourself. And all I got was rolling eyes and some twisted lips. Now you're broken, pointing fingers like I did it to you. I tried to warn you, you reject the love given to you. Smart ass.
Young Sue.
Get him.
Young Sue, I'm geeked up and that's the motherfucking truth. Hello, it's the young one, you can call me Young Sue. I'm geeked up and that's the motherfucking truth. This is my return, from another planet. Here's another hit, so you niggas better jam it. And if you talking shit, then you niggas better claim it. I mean, see your lips like a motherfucking clam. I'm a man, understand that the lefty got a damn. When a nigga grip the right, he know the lefty got a damn. Better use the knife. Talking about your zapito. Niggas better run running. Yes, I mean, rapido. Loco and stupido. Caca cabeza. Kicking out your front door, aiming at your death best. Coming in your home, busting at your dome. Cops get dirty, you know, suits already gone. Sitting in the car, scheming up another one. Blowing on that perp. Nigga, roll another one. Spit witchcraft, hocus pocus like a wizard. Hiding in Harry Potter, turn your ass into a lizard. Now you Slytherin, I'm a Gryffindor. Let that sod off go when I got that Gryffindor. I'm Halloween, and I ain't talking like a Myers. Niggas get rolled on, and we ain't using tires. Ha ha! You niggas best beware. Don't live on Elm Street, but I'm your new nightmare. This is child's play, I ain't talking about checking. On Friday 1-3, he ain't looking so lucky. I'm geeked up, 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 morning, noon, and night.
Y'all motherfuckers. Y'all can't fuck with this young nigga. Represent straight out of Canada. Columbia Town. Smoke gang in this bitch. Get your lungs right. Bitch.
I'm in the club, and I'm going ham. Somewhere in Birmingham. I mean, damn. Named Pam, she said, "Mike on Jane." Blame it, hey. She said, "Where you stay?" I told her in the D. She get geek, said, "I like your chain." I think that shit is me. Fucking gnarly, you should join my party. Shouty, we should meet. Yeah, the sweet, thanks for body week. You should come and see. See your man, you know he's a square, but he get that ball. Say he rap, see with all that money, why his titty drop? Cause he not, plus he always pay on everything he ain't. By the way, my name's circulating all around his face.
With a cold banger, this type of shit to make you hit the dance floor.
get it in like you're supposed to, nor the West do. Turn it up like you got to, and then Rocky got to. Keep it so true, in the land of hand gestures and what it do.
Stay cracking,
front to the back end. Everybody packed in, the beat get the slapping, scripts get the snapping, G's on the cracking, hustles on what's happening. So everybody fall in and put them up as you sip on your half cup. Don't drink it, the blood make it smell like a skunk. Get drunk, hit them with the
hook.
We ain't tripping, long as you throw it up. Like you know what's up, but hold up. Before you raise it up, make sure the thumb's tucked. With the twist in the middle, keep it simple. And if you don't dance, then show us what you're into. Can't feel it, then watch what the D's do. Get your boogie on, I see you in your zone. Do you think who'll give a damn what you're tripping on? Cause she know and he know exactly how the rest roll. So baby girl, drop it low. No one's sending up the mold. Never seen it done before. Like it, will you take it too? Let's get it drunk at two. You could bring your homegirls and I'll bring the crew. That's exactly what it is. This is what it ain't. We're doing what we want. You're doing what you can. Some grown off the weed, some grown off the drink. See it in the end, what you think it mean, man? Key to wine this, the cool west shit to make you act up a little. Get into your groove where you rack up a little. Few dime pieces from caramel to Reese's. Can't forget the snow bunny sticks like Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, you looking nice, and I love it how you work that. Big old berserk bang, make a play of one of Murph that I hope she heard that. So baby girl, drop it low, blow us in and up the mold. Never seen it done before, like it where you take it too. Let's get it drunk at two. You could bring your homegirls and I'll bring the crew. That's exactly what it is, this is what it ain't. We doing what we want, we doing what you can. Some grown off the weed, some grown off the drink. See it in the end, what you think it mean, man?
Don't change your rap, 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 don't change your rap
What's good, everybody? We back. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G. One Truth in the building. Bang Out Radio, Sexy Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2 right here. You logged in. Call in 661-621-7559. As well, hit me up on my Facebook, Amanda Baby G. All you other indie artists out there, hit me up. SexySaturdays.BangOutRadio@gmail.com. We have some very talented indie artists out there who are in the game and doing their thing and pushing themselves. True, for you in the building, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Was that you?
Okay, okay.
That was
my girl, Lorette. We had her on our show before. She a new indie artist out there. She been out for a while, but she really pushing herself now. So, and she got some hot tracks. I really get like a Erykah Badu kind of vibe mixed with, you know.
Yeah, I'm feeling you. Going. Who else you mixing it with?
she has some other tracks that are really hot. I was feeling them.
Well, you need to get her my information because I have a track right now that I just wrote the chorus on, and I couldn't find the voice in my head, and I think I just did. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
a
then,
stop.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's you peeping. What's her name again?
Lorette. She is on Facebook. Yeah, she is on Facebook.
Yeah. But I'm sure you can hook it up faster, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Hook it up faster. Because but she sounds you all sound similar because I was gonna tell you after the first track that I have two songs that are in the works right now and both of them need a female that has that sound, like you all, smooth, sexy, and seductive.
Oh, thank you.
We need to get that worked out. We need to get that worked out, like, yesterday.
Man.
That's on the real. So we'll talk about that. We'll communicate. I'm going to be coming to your page, you got my information. But we definitely will link up outside of this call. So we can get things moving.
That's what we do. We network. We make music happen. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We make connections.
Right. Exactly. And actually, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to pull because I have to get to the studio. I've gotten several pages from my man. Like, where you at? And I can hit him back and be like, you know, hey, look, I'm working right now. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right. Time is money, so I understand.
Yeah, most definitely.
I definitely appreciate you hanging out with me, though, and speaking that knowledge, speaking the truth, and coming to show who truth really is. I understand you invent in the game, and like I said, I'm honored, so I definitely respect your grind and your movement and all that. So, like I said, you gained a fan. So go ahead one more time before you go. Let everybody know where they can find you. All these social networks. Of course, talk about your album and all that good stuff before you go.
Right. All right, this is One Truth, and you can hit me via email at One Truth is I, that's the number one, TRUTHISI at gmail.com. And then Facebook, come and like up the page and, you know, check out all the people who are flowing with me right now and who are getting involved in. Check out the other people who are working with Life Entertainment, who's I give big shout out to Bianca. She's doing her thing, and she's the one who's managing my affairs out there abroad. And that page is facebook.com/onetruthisi, onetruthisi. Hit me up on Twitter and follow me, and you know that's @onetruthonly, 1-T-R-U-T-H-O-N-L-Y. And you can stay tuned in to what's going on with us. And, you know, that's basically it. I'm real simple with it. You know, SoundCloud.com. We put our music out there. That's /1-Truth. SoundCloud.com/1-Truth. And you can stay up to date with what's happening. The album is Commonwealth. It was supposed to have been released 11-11-11. We got delayed due to personnel switches that we had to make and getting some new artists and musicians in place to help establish what we need for our future movements. So, you know, it's big. You know, we're coming correct. The record label is Complete Thought, so be on the lookout for that. You know, Complete Thought is what we're doing. The name of the album is Commonwealth. You know, and we got the joints, We the People, you know, Warning, a few others. I got a brother out of Finland, Principal Beats, Klaus, What's Happening, Brother. He sent me one that new track coming out, Love For You, that I got to work on tonight, and it's hot. I mean, it's hurting feelings. It's for the kids, you know, my children, and yeah, and it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, and most importantly, you and I need to link up outside of this so we can transfer information. And, you know, and I can send you the music and you get it in the studio and I'll show you what I'm talking about. And, you know, you bring your essence to it. You know, you.
That's what's
you know,
up. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely appreciate you hanging out with me and getting to, you know each other and all that good stuff. Networking and all that good loving.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And hopefully, if everything works, I'll be back in California the top of the year in January. Yes. Right now, I'm pushing to get some things done to get to the continent of Africa, the motherland, and I have a lot of strong supporters coming behind me to get me there so that I can get this spiritual journey taken care of and also bring back some of the essence of the Mother Earth Africa, you know, the main starting pod of all the civilization, and excited about that. But when I get to Cali, I'm definitely going to be looking for you.
Yeah, I'm here. This is where you can find me, Cali, all day.
That's what it is. So thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
Me on. I appreciate the love.
It's mutual, definitely. Appreciate it, and go ahead and kill him in the studio.
All right. Everybody be easy. One love. Continue blessings to all. And take care, and thank you so much again.
Yes. That was our boy Truth leaving us, unfortunately, but he over there going to make magic and make more truth happen, so that's what it is. Everybody tuned in right now, it's your girl Amanda Baby G. Bang Out Radio, Sexy Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, of course. All you indie artists out there, hit me up, sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com, as well as all you DJs, poets, etc. We're here for you. You want to, you know, showcase your talent. If you know somebody that knows somebody, send them my way. It is what it is. We definitely going to get it out there and push it. Let's get into some more indie artists right now because, you know, we had a little knowledge, a little class in with Truth. So, but it was very much due, you know, very much needed. And let's get into it. Let's get into more of these tracks right now. And we'll be back. It's your girl Amanda Baby G, Sexy Saturdays, Bang Out Radio. We here. We in it. Let's get it.
Yo. Stopey. Yeah. For my people. Y'all feel discouraged at times. That's all. Come on. Man, what you do this time? A foolish woman punished for pride. Said she need a husband, not a fuck, but lost a fuck in her eyes. Scary to ask how low it lasts. But she had to know about past and daddy's from sin. And mama's sharp knife, the truth lies inside of unhurt cries of an Ethiopian kid, only 9, losing ground. Angels hold the bridge. If it's a rich man in the hood, why the broke local kids? It's love, hey, open the floodgates for this lost child. Never make a sergeant. Captain looking dumb now. Wait, pause and listen. The laws of religion for all Christians. I write far beyond. Come from my humble beginning of loving women and God willing. We hugging children and touch the spirits. Where every rich man can experience the way the homeless is living. God yelling. Hurricanes and volcanoes. How can such a devilish woman give birth to an angel? Man, help the skills to eating forbidden fruit. Our old woman found
something to you, for something to you. Heard you said to fly, one wanted two. My wife, nice friends with lifesavers. You think it's hard, turn them into the heartbeats of a cancer patient. Dope is dope. Was born to wonder about the storm of thunder. My magic mind is dying, dying, and only a lover. Step out was a preacher, man. Peep how he backslide. Can't less than mom, but just doing it at the time. Restore love and poems evolving in songs. I write far from home. I write far from home. I bring a melody to sing. Self-exotic, getting closer to our dreams. Let's see. Yo, getting closer to your dreams. Getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. Yo, getting closer to your dreams. Getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. My homie Sam. Getting closer to your dreams.
Amazing.
Mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for what I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 Things Burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high.
Oh,
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Amanda Baby G. You're logged in to bangoutradio.com. It's Sexy Saturdays, every Saturday from 12 to 2, holding it down. All you indie artists out there, get at me, sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send me your tracks. Send me, you know, your poetry that you be doing. All DJs out there, send me your mixes. I'm here for you, so utilize me. We're here to give what the people want to hear. All you out there that are listening, tuned in right now, call me up, 661-621-7559. You want to make a request, make a shout-out, whichever, hit me up, call in, let me know what's going on in your spot. Wherever you at, are we worldwide right now. We all over the place, all over the internet. So wherever you at, Australia, Hawaii, whichever, wherever you at, Chicago, Detroit, all them places, Cali in the building, wherever you are, hit me up. Of course, you can always get at me as well on Facebook, Amanda Baby G as well. Check out my Reverb Nation. I have a couple tracks of my own that I be doing, so let's get into some more indie artists right now. Like I said, once again, all you indie artists out there, hit me up at sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And once again, the number is 661-621-7559. Let me know what's going on in your world. Or you want to talk about somebody, you want to put somebody on blast, or whatever. Whatever you're feeling right now on this Saturday. It's a lovely Saturday out here in Cali. The weather's nice, a little cool breeze. Depending on where you at, it might be a little hotter. But we loving it right now. We doing it right now. And it's Bang Out. What's we here for? Catered to all our indie artists. Everybody with talent. You know, showing our love. We definitely showing our love. And we definitely appreciate the love back. So without further ado, let's get into some more indie artists right now that be showing their love. And indie artists out there too that you actually be sending your music to me, call in. even if you want to request yourself, that's fine. It's not a problem. You know, you are your biggest fan. You are your own promoter. So call in, and if you want to hear one of your tracks, just do it. It's all good. It's all love. So let's get into some more indie artists right now, and I'll be back with me, Amanda Baby G.
I done been rock bottom, it wasn't a pleasure though. They told me hell was hot, why is this where to go? I guess that's what they mean, why it's a crazy world. Grandma, come spread your wings around your baby girl. I'm learning how to fly, my feet on solid ground. Haters, I love you all, but I don't need the problems now. I'm reaching for the sky, they're reaching for the crown. Homie, you cross the line, your reach is out of bounds. Chasing a dream, which means you're chasing these. Just too good to be true, that's why they can't believe. Better pace your speed, I ain't never gon' stop. Sky's the limit, homie. Way to go, my time is real thin, why deal with fake hoes, life's a real bitch, and I'm a real bitch, so we one in the same, he took me through it all, not enough to complain, I'm so above the lane, these niggas wanna play, I'm in that skybox section, I'm so above the game, I see who's taking shots, I see who's getting fouled, I see who's trying to block, I see who's in the crowd, I observe well, I know your weaknesses, I sent my team through the hole in your defenses, ain't no reaching in, we carry that rock well, over another bend. My motto in life, if you ain't first, you're last. Gotta keep my pockets feeling right, cause it hurts to ask. I got a tight grip within this tight fit. My palms closed just so can't nobody give me shit. What I want, I get it. And what I need, I have. If you don't see me with it, you do the math. No matter how you add it up, I'm 100, nigga. Go around Columbus, nigga. You can ask 100 niggas. From the first all the way to the 100, nigga. See how many say I'm real. Bet you count 100, nigga. That's the rep that'll make your girl hot, homie. But that respect is what's gone. Mike Seville, I appreciate your homie, all the time. It's your girl. Sky's my limit, homie. What's yours? What's yours? Yeah.
Truth, one love.